I think it's time to talk to Bonnie and then James. I'm not positive, but I think we got that right. Hi, Bonnie.
Yes, you do have it right.
Oh, Dr. good. I'm right every once in a while.
Yes. The funny thing is, I was calling you today about my bioidentical hormone replacement because I've been seeing a nurse practitioner who swears I do not need a urine test. And so my question to you is, where can I go to get a urine test for the estradiol?
I happen to be medical director at Meridian Valley Laboratories. Meridian Valley Laboratories is in Tukwila. Washington is one of 27 states where people can order their own lab tests. They don't have to have a note from mother or doctor. Now, of course, they're going to have to get that lab test interpreted. But since we also at Tama Clinic originated bioidentical hormones, we have to make them as safe as we possibly can. So in my opinion anyway, we're a little bit ahead of everybody else in the testing. And this nurse practitioner, I don't know what's the matter with her. One cannot measure free estriol in the blood. One cannot. Why?
Yeah.
Because a research by Dr. Longcope in 1975 showed that the half-life of estriol in the bloodstream is 4 minutes to 68 minutes. That's all. And then it's gone. Half of it's gone. So you cannot measure it in the blood. I don't know why anyone would try to tell you. And the other thing is that the free fraction of the hormone is what you want to know about. And nobody measures either estriol, which is a free fraction of free fraction, doesn't measure the estriol free fraction, nor nobody measures free estradiol or free estrone, which are the three major estrogens. They just don't. It's not available in any lab I know of. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Not even Radio Valley Lab. And what they measure instead is the total hormone. And the total hormone is only a possible reflection of the free fraction. And it very frequently in older people is not the reflection of the free fraction because there's too much of this stuff called sex hormone-binding globulin that's grabbing up the hormones, and then they can't work. So this nurse practitioner needs a re-education. I'm very sorry, Miss Nurse Practitioner, ma'am. But
I know.
Okay, I'll shut up.
No, that's good. No, I've been trying to tell her for years because I listen to you. I've listened to you forever. So, it's called, is the name of the lab where I could get the urine test?
I'm sorry, Meridian Valley.
Meridian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're in Tukwila. You can find them online.
It's called Meridian Valley?
Meridian Valley Laboratory. You can find them online.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I have another question for you. Could you please spell for me the vitamin B12 that I'm supposed to be taking? She gave me the other vitamin B12 injection, and I don't know how to spell it to tell her.
Okay. The one that is most metabolically active has gone... In other words, B12 has to go through several steps before it's useful in the body, and what comes out of those steps is something called methyl, M-E-T-H-Y-L.
M-E-T-H-Y-L.
Cobalamin, C-O-B-A.
O-B-A.
C-O-B-A-L-A-M-I-N.
Uh-huh. I-N. Okay, thank you. Okay. Have you heard of a thing called rooster's comb?
Nope, not yet. I certainly don't know about everything, and that's one of the things I don't.
Okay, because my 97-year-old aunt has knee problems, and she said there is a medical word for it, but she can't remember that, but it's called rooster's comb, and it helps your knees.
Are we talking about arthritis, ma'am?
I don't know. I don't know if she has arthritis. Must be, because she had trouble walking.
Okay, well, you just keep listening to the radio because Pat, who's been patiently waiting, has a question about osteoarthritis, and that can occur in the knees as well as anywhere else, and I'll go into it more fully with her.
Okay, one last question for me. I fell 2 days ago in the street over a manhole cover and bruised my knee, scraped the skin quite deep. I've got antibiotic cream on it. Could I take olive leaf extract and potassium iodide or iodine for protection as far as infection?
You certainly could use olive leaf extract for protection against infection. It has never hurt anyone, thank goodness. unless they're allergic to olive leaf, and that's pretty rare.
Yeah.
Now, other thing, though, is you're quite right about the DMSO, but that you have to keep the area clean because it takes anything that's on the skin surface, including antibiotic creams, into the body. So you have to do it when it's clean. But Professor Stanley Jacob from University of Oregon is the pioneer on that, and studies on the DMSO that he told us about show, and these are studies where some people use the DMSO, some don't, is that healing from any injury, the time to fully heal is cut by one-third just by rubbing in DMSO, even if you don't rub it over something to get absorbed, because what DMSO does is it opens up the pores of the cell so that the damaged stuff can get out easier and repair material can get in easier, so it doesn't actually do any repairing itself. It just facilitates the repair.
Okay, because it's kind of
ma'am?
Swollen and that should
yeah.
help.
Make sure it's clean and rub in DMSO about every 4 or 6 hours or so.
Would that burn, though?
Yes, it does, ma'am. I'm very sorry, but it does. However,
okay.
If you don't want a burning one, you go to your health food store or your Tomo dispensary or compounding pharmacy, and you get the gel. It's aloe vera 30%, DMSO 70%.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome,
ma'am.
I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.